Are you ready to ride? Tonight's musical journey on Airship is going to take us all around the globe with World 5. Wonderful pop rock band spanning the globe with people everywhere. How's everybody doing tonight? That means you guys.
I'm doing good.
Boy, you got great. Really quiet all of a sudden.
You here.
Well, I'm going to run down to who we got here. We got Grammy Award winner, Mr. Pat Hunt. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having us.
And you're calling us from down in Texas, correct?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. So you're here in the States. Randy, our other Grammy winner that's with the band, unfortunately isn't with us tonight. He's from down that same part of the country. He's out doing a show. And we got Stefan with us. And you're from way down under in New Zealand. How you doing?
Very good. Hello, everybody.
And we
hey,
got...
Stefan.
Hey.
And I could listen to that voice all night.
Let's see. Do we got Joe with us here? Where are you at, Joe? Is Joe there? Joe was there. Joe.
Joe.
he's coming back.
He's coming back.
He'll be back.
Oh. And then we got... trying to get in touch with us here is Raymond from Sweden. And hopefully we can get him connected here in a little bit. And behind every great guy, in this case, a great group of guys, there is a really great woman, Miss Jessica, who manages the band. How are you doing, Jessica?
Oh, that was a great introduction. Thank you so much. I'll send you a bill for that one.
You know, I was just thinking, we were talking a little bit before the show, and the way the band referred to you and you referred to yourself is not as much the manager, but a part of the band. And that is so nice to hear that, because mm-hmm. the manager and the person that puts everything together is part of the band. They don't really work for the band or for the band. They are part of the band. So that was really cool to hear that from all you guys.
It's been a great ride, and it's been an honor. Yeah, I love it.
So
we've got Joe just joined us.
I got knocked off somehow.
Joe, you got knocked off. You're back, though. How you doing tonight?
Doing good. Stay awake.
And where are you calling this from?
Where did I say I was from? Oh, I'm in Houston.
You're in Houston? Yes. Are you sure about that?
No, but we'll just say we are, yeah.
If you don't know where you are, you're probably in Houston.
There you go.
That's about as far down Texas you can get.
Yeah. We're definitely in Houston right now.
So, guys, if you guys, I'll just let whoever wants to take the lead on this and kind of tell us what it's like, the process of being a band, being a group, doing music, and being spread out all over the globe. That's got to be a little bit of a challenge. How's it work for you guys?
It is a bit of a challenge for sure. Fortunately, Joe and I have worked together in the studio over the past 30, 35 years, and so we have a long history together. But when we were asked to join the band World 5, the challenge, a lot of it is communication and the difference in times, and trying to be able to talk to someone and communicate kind of what you're thinking as far as what you want. But we run our WAV files around all over the world, and everybody contributes, and we mix them down and put them out.
So how's this work? Do you usually just start out with, you come up with the idea, lay down your drum beats, you know, throw a click track to it, then send it out for guitars, send it out for the horns, the vocals, and just kind of do it that way, and each person contributes to it as it goes around?
Well, up to this point, most of the tunes have been written by myself and Randy, our bass player, who lives in Austin. And I put kind of a basic track together with drums and bass, and without guitars, of course. But kind of to explain kind of the what I'm thinking about. And then Ray gets that idea, and then he plays within the framework of that idea and expands on that. And then when he gets to Randy, he puts his own bass part on as well. And Joe expands on that. We've worked together so long, he knows exactly what I like to hear. So it kind of goes like that, you know.
Was that Joe I heard there?
Yeah. I got I got him trained.
He got him trained.
he likes what I play. He likes that. No, it's we played together so long. It's pretty much, you know, I know what he's doing. I can tell by just the inflections in his voice where the dynamics of the song are going to go, whether it's going to be big there or come back down, or, you know, it's pretty easy to read after 30 something years, you know.
Yeah.
But it works out real well. You know, the thing that I had to get used to was adjusting to the other players. I'm used to being the only other musician around. So adjusting to other players was really a welcome. You know, it was just something different. Like Stefan's already proven that I don't think of everything. He sent some parts on one song that was, I think, a slide part or something, and another type of part that I would never have thought of playing, and it fit so well with what the song was like. I was like, man, this is what this band is going to be all about. You know, it's in Texas we call it a gumbo.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just, you know, and you don't know what you're going to get, to quote Forrest Gump, but you don't know what you're going to get. But when you get it all together, it can be a pleasant surprise, and it has been. True.
Mm. I think that's the nice thing about the whole band. I think that's the really nice thing about the whole band. It's the surprise effect at the end, because usually when you sit together as a band in a band room, you talk about things and all that. But then at the end, if somebody sends something, it's just something you never expect. For example, Joe and I have a total different approach of maybe guitar playing as well, different ideas. And I think that's even complements each other, and it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Stefan, when I'm reading your stuff and everything you do with the band and whatnot, there's one that gets me there, and you're probably going to see this coming. How do you fit a flugelhorn into rock music?
I was sitting here going, I'm sitting here scratching my head going, flugelhorn, how does that fit?
I keep trying.
That is the proverbial square peg in the round hole.
Well, let me just say this. If you listen to our first song, Man of Action, you'll hear flugelhorn in it. So,
it's mainly the trumpet, by the way.
Yep. Oh, yeah, trumpet, yes.
We got trumpet. That almost sounds like a perfect lead-in to just go to Man of Action, and we'll listen to that for a minute and then come back, and we can roll on from there. So if our navigator, Sean, over here, Mr. Sean Ashley Wilson, he's a navigator for this ship. If you want to cue it up, and let's have it.
Here we go.
Satisfaction.
like that.
It is just breezy and fun.
Yeah,
I just love it.
Takes me back to some cool places in, you know, my past and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got to thinking about the name of the song as we went through it, Man of Action. And I'm going to roll off a few things here. This is some of the bio stuff here, because these really are men of action. Let's see, we got a total of Pat's played and arranged on 5 Grammy-nominated CDs, won a Grammy himself. Randy's produced 4 Grammy-winning albums, getting 16 Grammy nominations. Joe has played with everybody under the sun, Mickey Gilley, Johnny Nash, Randy Miller, original Texas Playboys. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Got Randy with Burt Bacharach, Laura Singer, Mark Anthony, King's X, Goldie Hawn. Pat, you're got opened up for the Al Jarreau, the Pointer Sisters, Patti LaBelle, The Temptations, Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, George Jones. The list just goes on and on and on for all three of you guys. It's amazing. And then the other guys in the group listening to what they do and everything. It's really something. That is quite a musical journey, gentlemen. That is quite the musical journey and a wonderful resume to have here. How's that feel for you? I'm kind of speechless. Yeah. How's it feel for you to hear all that about yourself and have it all put together at once?
Well, I think if you've lived a 44-year journey of playing in the music business and you've been able to actually make a living at it for that period of time, and I'm not, I am in the music business still, but I'm also in ministry. I'm a worship pastor in a church now, so. So my life has evolved in other ways as well. But I mean, I think to survive in this day and age, it's just a wonderful thing to get together with guys that have gotten that much experience, life experience, musical experience, going through the transitions, what we've been through as a country, you know, the political turmoil, whatever you want to call it. But it all feeds into your artistic endeavor. And so to get guys from around the planet and get their involvement from Sweden or from New Zealand or from Austin or from Houston and get this gumbo of musical experience that all of us literally have been doing this all of our lives, you know. And so it's a nice thing to just boil this thing up and see what it tastes like when it's over, you know.
So tell me, I mean, you guys are all over the place. I mean, at least all over the world. So it's hard enough to be in a group in the same room and collaborate on a creation. So what's it like to collaborate when you are all over the world? What do you think are some of the challenges and what are some of the advantages of that?
Joe?
He laughs maniacally.
The other side of the world.
I was just thinking. It's not that different. With technology, with Skype, just like we're talking now, is like how we usually communicate. I don't think it's an obstacle or anything, but. The thing that we had to get used to, or I had to get used to, was the different musical backgrounds. It's like we all have that rhythm and blues type background or rock background, but it's different with Stefan and Ray because they're on the European side. Mm-hmm. They didn't experience the British invasion. They were the British invasion.
Good point.
And that in itself is their influence are different. The British invasion taught my generation what to listen to. Said, hey, man, you're supposed to be listening to Motown. You're supposed to be listening to the black blues artists. You're supposed to be listening to that. You know, oh, but we are. We didn't, you know, and that's what it taught me anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were already listening. So when we try to get ideas across, we have to be careful on how we explain it. Like instead of going, hey, man, we want kind of a Gulf Coast funky kind of thing. No, we have to think, well, we want a Small Faces kind of early 60s Small Faces, you know, Joe Cocker kind of group. Mm-hmm. You know, and once we learned that, it got a little bit better. But it got a little, it was hard at first to kind of get my point across or our points across to each other. Mm-hmm. But that was the most interesting thing was learning what each other's influences are. You know,
yes, and now, Stefan, do you have any input in that?
I was just going to ask, Stefan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think musically, I don't have, in that sort of way, no limitations. I love everything. Sort of, I love jazz. I love any sort of music from any country on the world, if it's Brazil, Africa, or anywhere, India. I have lots of influences musically, so actually I try to fit in lots of ways. Also, maybe when I play something in my home recording studio or my laptop, then I try to experiment a lot. At the end, not everything might get through, but it's the freedom of experimenting when you work on your own, because you don't have anybody sitting beside you telling you what to do when you're sitting at home and actually recording like that. You're having sort of different ideas suddenly, and then you just try things out. And that experimenting I really like.
I can imagine that would be a little bit freeing.
Oh, and it looks like we got Raymond. You're on with us. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. You're live. You're upright, sucking air, and on the air with us. So, yeah, the question we just asked and you came in at a perfect time was about some of the challenges and some of the things that work really well with being spread out all over the globe. And you just met one of those challenges, and now you're here.
Skype is the challenge.
Yeah. So how's that work for you? You do drums and percussions, man after my heart. I'm sitting here looking at all my percussions in the studio because I love to play percussions. But how's that work for you, being, you know, detached and in your own place around the world from everybody else and, you know, being part of the creative process?
Well, I think it's very cool, but you don't have to deal with any pizza plates and old pizza plates in the rehearsal room or something like that. So I think it's very, very comfortable recording at home. I think it's a great thing. The internet is so far developed that we can do this. I think it's awesome.
Sounds great. Hey, it sounds like on your end, Raymond, you might have to turn a speaker or something there. We're getting a little bit of feedback on you.
All right.
Yeah, here it comes again. Okay, now it's gone. There we go.
Hey.
The wonderful technical things. Hey, it may be me. I'm kind of charged up tonight. So, hey, got a question for Pat here. Back to the bios, reading through. We discussed this a little bit before the show, so I can't even imagine what it's like to be a loser on Star Search and then go on to win a Grammy.
And he didn't even get to meet Ed McMahon.
At the time, we kind of did it on a lark as a rhythm and blues / jazz band in Houston in the early 80s. Jazz was a very big genre in Houston at that time. And so when we kind of auditioned, I thought we had no shot because it was just a little bit too poppy for us, you know. But we got on, and then I got to know the guys a little bit that we were competing against, and it got kind of competitive. And so, we had an off-Broadway show we were doing after we left there, so I'm not sure what would have happened if we would have won, but it was not a lot of fun losing to those guys. But and then I went into country music. You know, I just left country music right before that thing happened, so that was kind of strange, but it was a great experience. I was 30 million people I got to sing in front of, so.
Oh yeah, and I might add, all you lost by was a quarter of a point. And who did you lose? Who did you lose to?
Sawyer Brown.
You know what?
10 number one singles they had. 10 number one singles. So, I accept that.
Yeah. I would accept that.
That is August company to be in.
So, Jessica, how is it for you trying to keep these guys wrangled in? Is it kind of like herding cats, or are they pretty compliant and do what they need to do?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I feel actually very fortunate, and I'm not trying to give a cliche, it sounds good kind of an answer, but I do. They have been so amazing. They are passionate about what they do. They are on fire. They've been on point. They've really made my job easy, and I know it's going to end very soon here because the busier we get, And with all of the amazing momentum with the new single release and this charity talent contest that we're doing. So I'm very fortunate right now. So I'm counting my blessings. So guys, keep up the good work, okay?
I promise.
Listen to the lady, gentlemen.
I promise you.
Oh, boy.
The work is just beginning.
Yes.
Have you figured out five or six different ways to cook ramen noodles while you're on the road at a gas station getting hot water out of just a coffee machine?
I spent many years doing that. Yeah.
I can do it on a radiator.
Yeah.
On a radiator.
Oh,
nice.
Cooking burritos and cans of soup on the engine manifold. While you're driving down the highway.
Ramen noodles was a feast.
All of a sudden, I'm thinking of college.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm looking through your stuff is probably what, last September, Raymond, that we got in contact?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Around in September, I was just out kind of, I was trolling. And looking for talent and bands and everything, and ran across this band, World 5, and I'm like, oh, I'll send them out an email and see what they got, and I'm looking at everything. And the images that you guys have on your websites, you know, even the image that we put up for the show, and you sent me an MP4 that's a graphic to pop up that we're going to be using for some other stuff for you, and just all the imagery that's out there, it's all about being really connected in the world. Who's the architect of all of that? Who puts all that together and came up with that? It's a really beautiful image you guys have created for yourselves.
It's mainly Raymond. It's his band. He's the one that contacted me and got me involved. And as a result, Joe got involved in it as well. And Randy was already involved to some extent in the band, but this is Raymond's vision, and this is his band.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Raymond, thank you so very much for that. Yeah, reading back through the bios and stuff of where the band started out with, started out old friends, been playing together since teenagers, Stephen Gossel, and Raymond. And then the rest of you guys wound up getting brought into it over time and everything, and it just kind of grew and evolved. What do you think about that, Raymond? How's that been, watching your baby grow?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, having Pat and Joe and Randy now on board, amazing, really great, awesome. Jeff and I know since we were kids, we were playing together when we were really kids. I mean, 30, 40 years when we are all in high school times, but amazing, yeah. It's great that it's working through the internet. Imagine all the time zones here now, yeah. I'm drinking coffee and you guys, yeah, well, you're getting tired.
And we're talking to Stefan yesterday. Actually, he's talking to us yesterday.
Yeah, right. It's yesterday for him.
It's Friday for me. I'm looking forward to the weekend now.
Yeah, we still got another work day ahead of us. You're drinking coffee. Our show's actually sponsored by a brewery, so yeah.
So we're drinking.
Nice commercial break.
We get beer and really great gin because they brew gin and vodka too. So,
oh, that's
yeah, that's why I was feeling a little rough yesterday. I went and visited our sponsor. Sometimes you just gotta be careful about that.
Exactly.
So, Raymond, Stefan is originally from Germany, correct? So, did you guys meet in Germany, or where did you guys meet as kids?
We lived in the same little village or town, so we met in school times already. Yeah, it was the same little.
Was this East or West Germany?
No, it's West Germany. West Germany nowadays there's only one.
Yeah. See, I remember that great moment when the wall came down.
I do too.
That was a very poignant moment in my life, and remembering that and seeing it. I celebrated.
That was an awesome year.
So. It's amazing that we've grown up at a time, most of us anyway, that we saw the wall come up and we saw the wall come down, and we saw the advent of communism and its, you know, demise as well. I mean, it's an interesting time to live in, all the things that we've seen over the past 40 whatever years, you know. And it has an expression in our music as well, I think.
And I think it's expressed in the title of your next track that we're going to play here, Heartbeat of the World. Yeah. Did this stuff have a heavy influence on that song, or was it just the feeling that you get from the world?
No, it was written by myself and my friend Carol Ann Frank, and it was my response to, I'm just disgusted by the negative press, the constant, you know, division in this country, outside this country, whatever. It's just, I think the vast majority of people on this planet love to live together, and I think that one person at a time can make a very positive difference in how this world is shaped if we you know, just take the chance to do that. And I think, you know, I think we can be more powerful than we think we are. And I think a lot of times we just kind of allow those in power to just kind of dictate what we do. And I think that we can make a positive influence. And that's what the song was written about.
I think that's a great, great vision. And yeah, get out and love somebody and let all the heartbeats just beat as one and let it be the heartbeat of the world.
It's time.
I like the rhythm of that.
I do too.
That and just yeah, flows.
I just love the, it does flow really well. And the other thing that I just have to say, the lyrics are really positive and uplifting, and I really appreciate that. Because we need more of that in this world.
Yeah, we do. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, you know, when with soul music mainly, but when they were talking about, you know, my girl and love relationships that were very pure, and then, you know, and now you're getting to kind of the hoe and this and that. And mm-hmm. it just, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different world that we live in. And it's, I'm really reverting back in the other direction. And maybe you call it old school, which is fine. And but yeah, I just, you know, I think we want to make a very positive influence on this world, and our message needs to be positive. There's not nearly enough of that going on.
Well, you know, I've had the message coming to me all day: love always wins, and love is energy, and you're spreading that great energy around. So kudos to you for that.
So
thank you.
My next question, probably Jessica is probably going to be the best one to answer this. While they're out there spreading the love and getting that out to the world, what do the guys have coming up for shows, events, releases, videos? What's going on for them where they're bringing this out to us?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. There is so much. I think that with the newest release, I promise you, that is starting to spread like wildfire. I have a challenge, though. We're kind of making history with each amazing interview that we do. Especially want to say thank you to you guys for having us on this evening. So we really want to get the guys in one place to be able to actually perform together for the first time ever. So if you guys like to be a part of that, stay in touch with me, because that's really what we're building towards, what we're looking forward to. So getting all five guys together in one place at the same time to perform for the first time, it'll be our world premiere. It'll be huge. That's what I want everybody to stay in tune for.
I got just the place right here in Billings, Montana that would be perfect. And yeah,
live,
Tammy's sitting here looking at me.
Live
going, yeah,
from the mountain time zone.
a beautiful old theater. I've seen a lot of great artists there. One of my favorite ones I've seen there, it was Deborah Harry, that used to be Blondie. Mm-hmm. Deborah Harry and the Jazz Pretenders there. Yeah. And God, there's just so many great artists that play there. Uh-huh. So yeah, we're going to have to talk after the show and stay in touch, and I'll get you some names and people to chat with, definitely.
Cool. So, that'd be huge. Don't you guys good. Think? Isn't that going to be exciting?
I think that would be awesome to have all of you in the same time zone at the same time. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd have to have phones to talk to each other.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting in a hotel room texting each other.
Exactly.
But this is how we always do it. You mean we can interact? It's okay.
I'm just thinking, I'm visualizing this, and I'm a real visual person. I'm just thinking the amount of energy that would be coming off the stage and filling mm-hmm. the house with all of you guys mm-hmm. together and, mm-hmm. and doing this. It would be just really magical, really magical.
Yeah. And if you're thinking about the venue I'm thinking you're thinking about, it would be amazing, because it's a beautiful theater, but it's also a really intimate space. So it would be awesome.
And the acoustics are great down there.
The acoustics are beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I used to hang out with the Billings Symphony there all the uh-huh. time, and wow. got to play every now and then. That's where I learned my percussions.
Right on.
And then I went and hosted open mic night at a little bar on Wednesday nights.
Hey, we all got to start somewhere.
Well, you know, we have that something special going on with our Heartbeat of the World track, speaking of which, and I think you guys have the perfect introduction for that.
Oh,
Lights, Camera, Action.
Lights, Camera, Action. We are happy to announce the Grammy Award-winning members of World 5 are searching for 2015 Charity of Choice. Recognized as the phenomena of this decade, Charity of Choice is to this decade what We Are the World was to the 80s. World 5 is giving you the chance to show your talent and be a shining star for charity. World 5 versus you. Go to theheartbeatoftheworld.net, listen to the song Heartbeat of the World, then make it yours, grab a friend, a band, go solo, remix it, scream it, play it, rock it, rap it, blues it, go country on it, be crazy, be amazing, and be in it to win it. Submit your video at heartbeatoftheworld.net using the promo code EARTHSHIP, be entry number 100 or 200, and win just for up uploading. Or if you just want to donate for a great cause, to heartbeatoftheworld.net and receive a free download of I Promise You and nominate the charity of your choice.
Fabulous. I'll say that twice as fast.
No, that's what I got electronics and a navigator and engineer over here for. He'll make it twice as fast.
Say that after seeing your sponsor for a little while.
Right.
just gonna get together and we're just gonna say it's gonna be awesome.
And for anybody listening, if I didn't get it in there enough, go to heartbeatoftheworld.net. Listen to the song, create your own video, make it yours, submit it back in. And I can't wait to see some of these. Do I get to see some of them?
You will, actually. In fact, you're talking about some of the artists that you guys are amazingly supporting, like us. And as to, when we get all these this amazing talent that's going to come through this contest, we'd love to introduce them to you guys and possibly find some homes for them.
And are there any constraints, like can they play with the chord structure on it and stuff like that, just keep the words the same? Or
right, it's just keeping the lyrics the same. I mean, they could ad lib, they can add to it, just as long as they keep the basics there. They can pretty much do anything they want to. It's their own rendition, any genre, across the world, any language. There's really no restrictions other than keeping the lyrics authentic.
I wonder how this is going to sound thrash metal.
Right. I look forward to that.
I got a band I'm going to put on this for assignment.
I would like to hear a good old-fashioned German oom-pa-pa version of it. That would be awesome, too. You
know, I'd like to hear a flugelhorn version of
there,
it.
Yeah, I want to hear the flugelhorn version of it.
You know who I'm really envisioning?
Does it go up to 11?
It goes to 11.
Here's who I'm really envisioning, our girl Rachel S.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She could make a beautiful dance version of it. Oh,
and
my
been,
God.
Been
that
wanting to do a video
do
with her. Yeah. And she can sing. So, yeah, here's another one of those great segues. I promise you, this is going to be something really special. Here it is. I promise you. back. There's those greatest hits of mime again.
Yeah. Marcel Marceau's greatest hit, Walking in the Wind, ladies and gentlemen.
3 seconds of silence, a DJ's worst nightmare.
Sorry about that. Actually, I was just reflecting on the gorgeous vocals in that song. Those vocals were absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very much. The song was written, it's a very emotional song. It was also recorded in Spanish, and which we have not heard yet. But
I would love to. It's a
song about relationship and the promise of that you will not leave no matter what. It was a song that was written out of frustration, I guess.
Frustration, but it's very passionate.
Yeah.
It's very passionate.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why it translated in Spanish so well, because it's such a passionate language that this song is written, you know, as you saw, the verses were in minor key and the choruses were in major keys. And it was about struggle to victory, and that's what it's about. But it's my favorite song that I've ever written with Randy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna sidetrack just a little bit here about the dedication it takes to be an artist and to work with artists and be in this industry. And that dedication means making a lot of sacrifices for the things you love, for the people you love. Just sacrifice all the way around. And sometimes you just have to do that. Tonight, Jessica's making a bit of a sacrifice. This is her son's 17th birthday tonight. We'd like to throw out a great big happy birthday to Devin.
Yeah.
Do we want to sing this to him? Or we want to
let's do it.
Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Devin. Happy birthday to you.
And I said that totally wrong.
That wasn't Debonair. How you said it was the intention.
Yes. Tripping over my tongue again. But anyway, well, I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. And just you guys have really been great. And, you know, to get up in the middle of the night, literally, to call in, and from, you know, taking your afternoons, your evenings. I mean, we're all over the world here with this tonight. Mm-hmm. It's been really great.
Well, thanks for having us. And I want to say, hey, Raymond and Stefan, it's great talking to you guys, because we do not get a chance to communicate often. We don't. Yeah. And it's mainly through our WAV files and our music that we communicate. So it was just great to be on the same program and actually get to talk to my friends for a change. You know, it just doesn't happen. You know, I mean, we have one that's 8 hours away and the other's 14 hours away. So it doesn't happen often. So it was, I enjoyed that a lot.
That's great.
That's great. Yeah. That's it?
He's a man of few words.
Great talking to you guys today. I think that's a great chance, actually. Yeah. Good to catch up with things, too.
So it
was great. The first time I ever got to really hear Stefan's voice, other than a message.
not just my guitars and then trumpets, flugelhorns.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting, because the first time I heard about, you know, recording this way was a project that happened, I think like 4 years ago. And they started out with a chorus track, just a choir, and started sending this out to people, and people would record their voices over it. Pretty soon they had, you know, this whole chorus that was 1,000 people singing at once, and it sounded beautiful. And I immediately thought, wow, this is the age we've come to. We can be musicians, we can be artists, people can practice their art, and they don't have to be right there with each other. Distance and space really doesn't mean anything anymore. We can actually reach out to each other, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You know, it's just so... The big trick now is going to be getting everybody on planes, arranging flight schedules,
yeah,
coming up with hotel rooms.
and getting them into the mountain
to
time zone.
I choose to accept Mission Impossible.
Can they have?
I think it's Mission Impossible. We've had some a few opportunities to kind of make that happen, and the logistics are really very difficult. No doubt, they're very difficult, but we can make it happen. I mean, I really hope that we have that opportunity to play at a festival or something soon, where you know we can just you know actually put these things together and spend a week together and rehearse and turn into a real band. You know,
my
yes,
question
yes,
is,
yes, that's going to happen. Yes, I'm making it happen. You guys don't worry, okay?
All right, Jessica, it's up to you then.
My big question is, are they okay with green M&Ms in the green room?
Yeah, right?
Because it's going to take me hours to pick all those M&Ms.
Yeah, Tammy doesn't want to pick out all the green M&Ms.
The brown ones that have a problem.
The brown ones?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to touch that.
I'm so not going there. These are all nice boys yeah. from Texas. I can't make that kind of joke.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It's nice to say howdy to some guys in my home state, though.
Oh, howdy.
Howdy. And, you know, you could take the girl out of Texas, but you can't take the Texas out of the girl.
There you go.
That's it, howdy.
And I still have big hair, and I'm not letting go
there
of
it.
Yeah, there was once upon a time we had big hair, too.
Once upon a time, I had hair.
That's me. Once upon a time, I had hair. It was really long down my back and everything else. Now it's, yeah it's gone. Oh, so, well, God, I don't even know where to go from here. We got a few minutes to wrap things up. I'm going to say some thank yous to our sponsors out there, and then we'll just kind of let it open here for anything anybody else wants to give a shout-out to. So I'd like to say thank you to Yellowstone Valley Brewing here in town. They brew some wonderful beers, some great gin, some great vodka down there, and great place to go see your live music every night of the week except Sunday. It's a great little venue in the garage there. And along with the Yellowstone's Yellowstone Cellars and Winery, our own local winery, and they're making some great wine over there, fermenting it. They do not brew it, and they've got open mic on Wednesday nights, live music on Friday and Saturday nights, so if you want to get over there and catch some of that. For all my tattooed friends out there, Legendary Tattoo and Art Gallery downtown, all the way from the world-famous Venice Beach, the artists down there. So go on down there, draw some original art up. They will put it on for you and do a great job. And that's who we got for sponsors on the show right now for tonight. And like to say thank you to all of them, and be sure and check in some of our other shows here. We've got the Sight Unseen on Wednesday night, as well as the Soul on Wednesday night. We've got Demanding Progress on Saturday afternoons. We have the Intel Scanner on Tuesday nights. Am I missing any?
And we have the Vent on Sunday afternoons. Yeah. And Mistresses of Mayhem on Thursday.
And we've got a new one coming from Down Under in Australia. You want to tell us about that one, Sean?
Yeah, this weekend we are launching our worldwide weekends with Ralphie's Music of the World. And his is a two-hour show featuring some Australian bands and other bands from around the world, and we'll be launching that right after Demanding Progress this Saturday.
And that kind of brings you guys into it. The way we're set up as a local station, our bands during the week are all out of the mountain area here, the Rocky Mountains, but on the weekend we branch out and play music from all over the world, so you definitely will be hearing World 5 playing on the weekends here. That's our worldwide weekend, and we try to connect everybody from the world all around here. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. You got any shout-outs for anybody or anything you want to give?
Randy.
Shout out to me. It was my birthday yesterday, so shout-out.
Oh, that's right.
It was your birthday yesterday?
And Jessica. It was Jessica's birthday just right before that as well. So.
Well, happy birthday, Jessica.
Everybody's birthdays. It's Devonair's birthday today, Jessica's birthday yesterday, and...
My birthday was last week.
Last week? Oh. Mine was a long time ago.
I know.
None of you are allowed to forget mine, though. 9/11.
That's right.
It's a great day. I love it. I was born that day. And I'm not going to let anything overshadow it.
Speaking of which, so will you guys have us back, especially when we can bring Randy on and all five of us, six of us could be on at the same time?
I would. When you get the album all wrapped up and ready to release, and especially if you're planning on playing a gig somewhere, I would definitely love to have you back for your album release show. Most definitely, without a doubt. So just stay in touch with me on that, and we will have you back for sure.
That's great. And I Promise You is our newest single, just released on the 10th, and it is out and available for download. But you can get a free download of it by entering into the Heartbeat of the World Celebrity Charity Talent Contest or donating directly.
And I noticed, too, that on your Reverb Nation page, if you go to Reverb Nation and look up World 5 and you purchase the music there, half of all the purchases go to charity. So
that's right.
Get to feel good about the whole thing. But go to the heartbeatoftheworld.net instead, please. We want you to go there first, without a doubt.
Have some fun with it.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys so much. This has been such fun. Can't wait to come back and visit y'all again.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great, and we'll definitely be in touch. Thank you, everybody. I sure appreciate
it.
Thank you. Sure. Thanks for having us.
And take the time to go out there and create a wonderful night or create a wonderful day. Play God. Make life beautiful. Create it just the way you want it, everybody. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night.
But it might